Better, a warning of severe weather. Heavy rain, already over Cornwall and western Devon, will also spread to parts of east Devon. The rain will last for much of the evening before turning to scattered showers. Driving conditions are likely to become dangerous, and motorists are advised to take extra care. That's a warning of severe weather in the southwest of the country. This is Radio 4, and now our Saturday Night Theatre.
Ways of Escape, Sarah, by Eric Pringle. With Deborah Finlay as Sarah, Anna Massey as Elizabeth, Stephen Moore as Daniel, and John Dateen as Joseph.
16 months ago, on the 19th of August, 1813, on an afternoon heavy with heat, my brother Daniel and sister Elizabeth brought me to the rectory of St. Mark's at Stanham, on Madlam Bay, in that part of Lancashire adjoining Westmorland known as Lonsdale, north of the sands. Abducted me, I should say, from my home in Berkshire. If they had not drugged me with laudanum throughout the journey, I should never have come.
Coachman, help us, please.
They carried me across the carriageway, and the sun dazzled my eyes. Through a blinding haze, I glimpsed sycamores and beeches, and yews where the churchyard began, and the stone tower of the church, and the white wall of the rectory. And beyond the house, like a wet desert, Madlam Sands stretched as far as I could see.
Lay her on the bed. Gently, coachman.
She don't weigh much. She's like a girl.
How impertinent.
Stay with her, Elizabeth. Make her comfortable and keep her calm, for heaven's sake.
What have you done to me?
So you're awake. Well, I'm glad you had the sense to remain quiet. Here we are, then. A fresh start in a northern wilderness. Heavens, look at it. The bay is like a beast lying in wait. But perhaps the sea, when it comes, will be a pool to see our futures in.
Perhaps.
And what will you do to muddy the waters for us?
I shall escape.
Now it is December the 18th, 1814. Here I am still, surrounded by Daniel's parish. 760 people in 4 townships, although for days I have seen nothing from my window except a chill fog oozing from the sea. 16 months have passed since we arrived at Stanham. 16 months have slipped by, unseen as the shrimp fishermen's cart sliding out there among quicksands and shifting channels and the flooding tide. This will be my 43rd Christmas. It seems impossible. Oh!
I wish to go out.
Don't be silly, Sarah. No sensible person will accompany you in this weather.
Then I shall go alone.
That would be foolish.
You will not prevent me.
Yes, Sarah. I forbid you to go.
Forbid, Daniel.
Is it going to start all over again?
The Lord is her shepherd, Elizabeth. He will keep her in the fold. She will not go when I have forbidden it. Now, please continue.
In mist and fog, the monks on Chapel Island sound a warning bell to travellers crossing the sands. Even so, many perish, for the tide is swift. They say it gallops like a horse, taking 9 miles of bay in a stride. But I like it out here. It's so
free. Oh! 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 There shouldn't be water here. So where am I? Tide is coming. Help! Oh, help me! Someone help me! Help me! Help me, please, someone!
Hold up! Hold! Who's that?
Oh, hello? Oh, thank heaven.
That's your sister, is it?
Will you take me back to the shore?
What are you doing out here?
Well, I was walking.
In this?
I didn't intend to come so far.
Can't you hear bells?
Yes.
But you still walked out on sands, why?
Look, Mr.
Ashburnham. Joseph.
I'm standing in water. My dress is soaked. I shall probably catch pneumonia.
Well, get in then.
Will you not help me up?
If you like. Whoa, beast! There now. You're as light as a shrimp and not much bigger by the feel of you.
Are you trying to humiliate me, Mr. Ashburn?
I thought I was trying to rescue you. Up, Tess!
Your cart smells. What have you caught?
Shrimp, a few mussels, not much. I'm not a fisherman.
What are you then?
I was a farmer until 2 years ago. Statesman. And I lost land.
Lost it?
It was stolen by gentlemen. The squire and the likes of your brother. Only they called it enclosure.
I expect you were compensated.
Compensated? They said I were compensated. Felt like cheating to me. Now I'm a labourer on my own land. And I have to catch mussels so we can eat. And I hate the bloody things.
You mustn't speak to me like that.
I should know my place, right? Well, you should know yours, and it isn't out here. What do you know about skiers, gullets and Melgraves?
Nothing.
Nothing is right. Yeah, you walk out in fog, that's stupid. Melgrave is all scooped by the tide. It fills with sloppy sand and it'll swallow you all.
Well, it didn't.
You were lucky. Next time might be different. Get on, you bugger! Tess.
Sarah, where have you been?
Help me down, please, Daniel.
Goodness, you are. Well, what have you been doing?
You smell. You've been sitting in fish.
The scent of the sea, and mussels and shrimps, and Mr. Ashburner's cart. He helped me.
Thank you, Ashburner. You may go now.
Right, well, Rector. Get walking, Tess.
To accept favours from such a person.
Is my life a favour?
Ashburner is a bitter man, Sarah. Bitter men are troublemakers.
You were rude to him.
And you were reckless. Come to my study when you've changed.
I'm in disgrace again.
What did you expect? You come inside, you're turning blue. Whatever possessed you?
I had to get out of the house. Oh, Elizabeth, why did Daniel come to such a wilderness and drag us with him? When I think how soft and comfortable it was in Berkshire.
I hate it here, too. But we have to make the best of it. There are compensations. Some goodish houses. And gentry of sorts, like Squire Rollinson and Dr. Thurlston. And Daniel has ambitious plans for the church.
Why?
To put an end to your scandalous behaviour.
We're here because of me.
You were becoming the talk of Berkshire. You didn't care, of course. But if that affair had continued, it would have ruined our family. Daniel would have lost all preferment. Believe me, the Stanham living was a godsend.
I deny responsibility.
You cannot.
There had to be another reason.
There was none.
But there's nothing for us here.
Yes, there is. We must support Daniel.
You, perhaps. But not me.
Get inside, Sarah, before you kill us both with the cold.
Come in. Are you feeling better, Sarah?
Yes, thank you.
You could have drowned out there. Is that what you wanted? Why are you so difficult? This restlessness of yours.
May I sit down?
Sarah, we have a position to maintain here. You may feel confined, but that can't be helped. Our conduct must be beyond reproach. As rector...
Oh, yes.
As rector, I have responsibilities. I don't need to tell you this, do I?
No.
When we came to Stanham, I so wanted us to make a good impression. I wanted us to be accepted, not looked upon as foreigners, and we have been.
I won't play the rector's maiden sister, leading a meaningless life.
Not meaningless! There are things for you to do.
What things?
Parish work. Church work. Helping Elizabeth.
Elizabeth is your right hand. I will not be hers.
And I will not have my sister riding with common labourers in their stinking carts and getting herself talked about. You are self-destructive, Sarah. I don't understand you. Neither does Elizabeth.
No.
Sometimes I think you don't understand yourself. You're a lively, attractive woman. You could be such an asset. Why, the squire has told me so himself.
Oh, he has told me, too, several times.
What are you implying? Mr. Rollinson is an honourable man. For heaven's sake, Sarah, why can't you be like other women of your age?
Because I don't want to be my age. I refuse to be my age. Oh. Roger, could you break this holly bough for me?
With pleasure, Miss Sarah. There.
Oh, how strong you are.
I will always be strong for you.
Oh, and how gallant. You are a knight as well as a curate, Roger Beamish.
Now you mock me.
There is much to do, Sarah. Will you decorate the gallery?
Yes, sister. The sacred Elizabeth. Be a knight for her, Roger, and rescue her from herself.
Oh, I will, of course.
Who's there?
I've come to see Rector.
My brother is at Alverston. Why do you want him?
To be churched. Got a new babby.
If you tell me your name, I'll ask him for you.
It's Ashburner, miss. Anne.
Ashburner? Is your husband Joseph?
Has he been making more trouble?
Not that I know of. He helped me.
You're Miss Sarah. Joe told me he'd had words. He resents gentry.
He resents me.
You'll not hold it against him, miss.
It's my brother who is magistrate. Tell him not to worry.
Oh, he don't worry. He don't worry about anything. Except his family.
To wear the crown of heaven, and blessed may he be. Both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to all eternity.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, Miss Sarah, sing another carol for us. You have the voice of an angel.
Oh, I'm sure Sarah has performed more than enough, Roger. Allow her some rest.
Oh, yes, of course, Miss Elizabeth.
Sarah must eat and drink and put flesh on her bones. How is my Christmas goose?
I think more sober than you are, Squire, but strangely excited.
Ah, well, that's the Rollinson spirit of Christmas. Your brother's communion wine may save souls, but mine kindles the heart. Have some more.
Oh, Mr. Rollinson, you must not tempt me so.
Why must I not? Beamish is right. You sing like an angel and you look like a queen, but you behave like a girl. That's what I like. It makes me feel young, too. How'd you like a turn outside?
In the rain? Would you have me take cold? Anyway, Mrs. Rollinson is watching us.
Let her watch. Let them all watch. Look, you take my arm into dinner. Come on.
But, Squire, this is not seemly. My brother and sister will think you are leaving.
Damn them. Who cares? Do you?
No. No, not at all.
Yes, more.
The sands strangely enchant my sister, Dr. Thurston. Can you prescribe an antidote?
It's true. They're an obsession with her.
That is an enchantment which could prove fatal, Sarah. The sands are more fickle than a woman.
Should you speak so to a woman?
In quiet sunlight, they have a beautiful serenity, but it deceives. In a moment, they may turn on you in anger. Why, you must have experienced yourself how storms noon tides batter the churchyard. Even the walls of the rectory.
Yes, it's exciting.
It's terrifying. It's so wild here.
River channels change courses overnight. Quicksands shift. There is even a legend that Stanham was once engulfed by a tidal wave.
What happened to the people?
They drowned. I have heard them screaming.
You could not have heard them?
Yes. One day, when I was alone out there...
Sarah!
That is sorcery.
You could not have heard them, Sarah. Distant travellers on the sands, perhaps.
Yes. Perhaps travellers.
You would be wise to keep off the sands entirely. Dr. Thurston will prescribe abstinence.
Indeed, Squire.
And more wine.
Oh, yes, yes, and more wine.
Become a girl again.
I am a woman, Mr. Rawlinson.
I know it. More duckling, my friends. Who will have pork? Yes. Come on now, it's Christmas. Feast and be merry.
Would that the poor had such a Christmas feast.
Bring more mutton and pudding. Where's the pudding? Wait till you see the pudding. Oh.
Excuse me.
Sarah,
come back at once.
Why, you're soaked.
Hello, Anne. May I come in?
Surely. We ain't got much of a fire. Not as it'd keep you warm.
I have something for you. I raided the rectory kitchen.
Don't want charity.
It's for Christmas. Look, Joe, there's mutton and ham.
And duckling and tart.
I said
and...
no. There's an end to it. I'll look after me own.
Mr. Ashburner, you're too proud. These were for your children.
You best be getting back.
What are you thinking about, Joe? Miss Strickland can't go yet. She's wet through.
Miss Strickland is wet whenever I see you.
Yes, I am. Come by the fire, miss. Have my chair. Oh,
thank you.
We ain't got much furniture.
She can see that.
We had to pawn it mostly.
We should get it back.
We will. One day. Would you like some beer?
Rector's sister doesn't drink beer.
Doesn't she?
Yes, Anne, I would. Thank you.
I'll fetch it. What you must think of us.
You're a difficult man.
And you're steaming.
Your fire is warming me.
Why did you come?
Well, I met Anne in church.
Why here? Why this cottage?
There's nothing for me at the hall. Or the rectory.
That's stupid.
You mustn't keep telling me I'm stupid.
Joe Ashburner, what are you saying?
Now, woman. Let her have beer, then. And let's see you drink it.
I will.
Stinks, don't it? Ale's not her style, Anne. Not like what she left behind at Squire's. There, they got wine.
It's just a little bitter, but I could get to like it.
No, you couldn't. Still, you tried. Light the lamps, Anne. It's dark as all in here.
Yes, Joe.
And put a log on. I shall have some ale myself. And bread and cheese. That's our Christmas fare, Miss Strickland.
The lost status. Anne thought she'd married a farmer. Turned out she's a labourer's chattel.
It's an obsession with him.
I was deceived by gentlemen. They have disinherited me family. Now Rector lords it over me. I'm as good as himself. Sends his sister with gifts.
My brother did not send me.
And they ain't claws coming. Now he can't keep cow nor pig. What right did they have to do that? Weaving's gone.
But I thought all the cottage wives...
There's no more weaving or spinning anymore. Factories have taken the work...
It's a trap, isn't it? You'll keep the food.
He'll skin me if he finds out. But I will. For the kids.
Shall we be friends, Anne?
You and me, miss?
I'd like it very much. Never mind what he says.
He'll say plenty.
What's she talking about?
Friendship, Mr. Ashburner.
What's she want friends for? Why hasn't she got a man?
Joe!
I was engaged to be married once. To a ship's captain.
But he died at Trafalgar.
Bonaparte?
Now my brother and sister expect me to stow myself away on a shelf.
Maybe you should.
I won't do it. It's time I was going. I'm sorry I intruded on your afternoon.
No good looking here for a man. Ain't none.
I'll see you out, miss. I'd like to be your friend, Miss Strickland.
Good. Let us be true friends. Goodbye, Anne.
Goodbye, Miss Strickland. Joe, it's bad out there. Black as pitch. You should have gone with her.
Me? What are you, one of them? Everybody think I've gone soft. What's she come for?
Maybe she's lonely. She's not like the rest. She's different.
I bet she's no different under them ladies' clothes. You can tell that by looking in her eyes. There's a woman there.
Joe Ashburner!
Come here.
The kids!
They're asleep.
Well, you be gentle with me for once.
Do it like a gentleman, you mean?
Aye, like a gentleman.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Daniel.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Daniel!
What is it?
Sarah has gone again. Poor peepling, she says. What odds the Ashburners are on her list.
Good works, Elizabeth.
Good for whom?
It is a whim. It will pass.
With Sarah, nothing ever passes. Would that she were so simple. You know what she's like when an obsession takes her.
You're exaggerating.
But, Daniel, remember...
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us.
Oh.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Stanham Rectory, 5th of April, 1815. Spring has arrived. Yesterday, Anne and I walked with her children to Beacon Hill. When we reached her cottage, Joseph grumbled because his food was not prepared. He told me I was giving his wife idle notions. When I returned to the rectory, Elizabeth and Daniel were displeased too. But what does it matter? I have found a true friend.
Sarah, will you take the dog cart to Urswick to buy cloth for the Easter altarpiece?
Oh, can't you go, Elizabeth? You're much better at those sort of things.
No, I shall be fully engaged with church accounts.
Well, I have an engagement too.
With the Ashburner woman, I suppose.
I am to teach her to read and write. When Anne is able, I shall teach others.
A school?
Not here. I shall visit their homes.
Oh, no. You cannot sit in those hovels breathing their foul air and bringing their diseases back to us. And you must not teach them to ape their betters. What would Mr. Rollinson think? What will Daniel say?
I don't care what Daniel says.
And what will her husband say? Does he read or write? Does he know about this?
No, Anne. That is letter G. Now, watch me.
A G-G.
Oh, idiot. Do you want to learn or not?
Oh, I, Miss Strickland, I do and all.
And all. And call me Sarah.
I couldn't.
Why not? I call you Anne.
That's different.
It shouldn't be. We're friends, aren't we?
Aye, we are. But if anybody should hear, there'd be trouble. Gentlefolk keep their distance from the likes of us. And Joe...
Oh, never mind Joseph. This is between you and me.
Oh, Sarah. I bless is the day you walked in that door.
Bless.
Here again, is it? Laughing, is it? What's your changing now?
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Changing, Joe?
You are not the same woman since she budded in. You talk different, dress different, even walk different. People are noticing.
What people?
Sarah's been teaching me things.
Are you calling her Sarah now? I'll whip you.
No, Joe!
I asked her to.
What right did you to do that? What are folks going to think about my wife calling a lady?
Oh, Joseph, you're as conventional as my brother.
Please, Sarah, don't rouse him.
He won't hurt you while I'm here. You've been drinking.
Oh!
What if I have?
That is improvidence. You're a poor man.
What's left for a man when you're kind of taking everything from him? Even his wife. I'm going out again.
Oh, don't go poaching tonight!
Shut up! Now she knows. How else can a man get meat for his family, Miss Strickland? You've got to tell the magistrate.
Anne is my friend. Do you need to ask?
But there's no need for poaching. I think I can arrange parish relief.
I don't want relief. That's for old and sick. For beggars, I'm not a beggar.
Well, of course not.
And them as needs it can't get it. Listen, do you want to see what poor life is really like? Have you the guts? Have you?
Jane Watts. Jane, can you hear me?
Stinking filth. Isn't fit for pigs.
It's so damp. What a place to be unwell. What ails her?
Fever, ague, hunger, wasting away. They get like this working in fields. She's been sweating at Dunkart since she were a kid. She's dying.
How old is she?
17 come Sunday.
Jane. Can't Dr. Thurston do anything for her?
The doctor doesn't come here. Rector doesn't come here. They're scared of catching something themselves.
Everything is so wretched. What can I do?
You? Nothing.
Jane, dear, I'll try to help you. What did she say?
She said, Mother.
Oh. Oh, Jane, if only. I'd like to go now, Joseph. Joseph says I can do nothing to help. Why should that be? If I can teach Anne to read and gain pleasure from it, as I do, would I not gain equal pleasure from lightening the load of misery and indignity of people like Jane Watts? The poor are cast down simply for lack of someone to raise them up. No one lifts a finger because they all shake their heads and say that nothing can be done. But what law says that should be so? The wind blows your breath away, Anne. But it will help Jane Watts. The draughts will dry out that wet she lies in. She seems a little better today.
You've been there by yourself.
I took some more blankets and a little food. And some elixir I stole from Dr. Thurston. I'll never get to heaven, will I?
Yes, you will.
Well, if it's as full of uncharitable bigots as Stanham, I don't want to go anyway. Now, today, you shall learn to write your name.
Oh, yes. Joe.
She's here again. That's me, Dunfer. Gamekeepers are coming.
Poaching again.
Your arm's bleeding. Get upstairs!
What about her?
Do as she says. Hurry!
Bugger!
Oh, Sarah, what can we do? They'll search everything.
Let them in, Anne.
Oh! Don't tell us. Where?
I don't know!
Who are you looking for, Mr. Blaine?
Miss Brittany. I didn't see you.
Are you threatening Mrs. Ashburner?
Not exactly. There's been a battle, pitched battle in Woodswick. We got wind of poachers and waiting for them. Broke a few heads. Caught some of them chasing rest. One ran this way.
No one has come here.
But where's Ashburner?
On the sands. Shrimping. Isn't he, Anne?
Joe went early this morning.
It seems your man has gone to earth, Mr. Blaine.
It does, doesn't it? Well, if you should see him, it was Squire's wood. Squire's game. They'll be hanging.
Oh, they've gone, Joe. You thank me, Strickland.
I heard. Is that fitting for a rector's sister? Isn't lying a mortal sin?
Hardly mortal, Joseph. Anyway, I compromise my salvation every day. Anne, you'd better see to his arm before it falls off.
The squire says the poor must cultivate industry, frugality and sobriety.
Well, you always agree with him. What does he cultivate?
That is impertinent.
I had thought to find charity here, Daniel. Isn't that a Christian virtue?
Stop teaching me my vocation, Sarah. This association with the poor is corrupting you.
Charity is a corruption.
It must cease.
It must not. They are my friends.
The poor are inappropriate as friends. You cannot escape your position. You will stop consorting with labourers and beggars and poachers.
Poachers? Thank you, gamekeeper Blaine.
Sarah, you are to be seemly.
Seemly? What sort of life is that?
Ask Elizabeth.
I am not Elizabeth.
June the 29th, 1815. Every phase of my life has been spent plotting an escape to the next. But the next has never been the improvement I hoped for. The Berkshire affair with a government minister was my great leap for freedom. But I landed here. So what kind of escape was that? Still, if there are compensations, as Elizabeth says there are, today must be one. At the hall, we are to celebrate the Duke of Wellington's victory at Waterloo. The squire has killed a pig especially.
Oh, biggest pig you've ever seen in your life. Bigger even than that swine Bonaparte. I'd like to cut his throat too.
I say, this is a celebration.
Oh, it certainly is, Mr. Beamish.
It was almost worth having the war.
My captain would not agree with you.
Sarah.
I'm sorry, I didn't think.
I think you are drunk, Mr. Beamish. Let go of me. Go and comfort one of the maids.
Oh, I will. I will.
You were unkind to him.
Well, look at his mincing step. He's such a watery man. Oh, Elizabeth, I cannot bear their insipid fumbling.
Fumbling? Sarah, how you exaggerate. No man would dare.
Miss Elizabeth, I say.
Mr. Benson isn't calling you. That schoolmaster is another fumbler who'd like to press his damp hands on you.
Sarah, I don't know what you mean. Though I must say, well, haven't you at times thought him almost handsome?
No, not even almost.
Miss Elizabeth,
For heaven's sake, go to Benson before his eyes roll out of his head.
I really don't know what you mean. Were you wanting something, Mr. Benson?
Sarah, my girl.
Woman, squire, I keep telling you.
Woman, girl, woman, delicious either way. Is this a party, sir? Is this a celebration? Your brother must bless the pig.
He will, at grace.
If he ever gets away from my wife. Look at her mimming at him. Since Daniel arrived, she's turned pious as a martyr, reads her Bible night and day. Damned irritating. But it gives me some space. Huh? Listen, if I go to Brighton next season, will you come with me?
Would you ruin me, Mr. Rollinson? What have I done to deserve that?
That's what you are. I mean, look the way you walk. You don't belong in a rectory.
Where do I belong?
In a man's arms. Mine.
I don't think my family would approve.
You wouldn't ask them. Your sister's as tight as a muscle and your brother's too good to be human. They wouldn't understand.
They would not. I'm already their cross. Don't make it worse for me.
It's your own fault. You promise much, but grant little. Take care that one day it is not seized by force. Oh, damn them all! Damn you!
And for thy blessings, may we be truly thankful. Amen.
Amen. Before we wolf the pig and make pigs of ourselves, I want you to raise your glasses in praise of England and the Englishman who saved the world from that rascal Bonaparte. And, as I look around me now, I think that all that is best in the world must be in England, and that all that is best of England must be here in this room.
Heavens, are we the best the world has to offer? Daniel, with his mouth pursed and fingertips together, nodding approval. Elizabeth, smiling, but sealing her heart against all feeling. Mr. Benson fawning on her with trembling lips. Mr. Beamish gazing hopefully up to the heaven from whence nothing will come to him in this life. Dr. Thurlston puffed with science. Mrs. Rollinson dreaming of Daniel and everybody longing for pig. Oh, Anne, Joseph, Jane Watts, you should be here because you're as good as these.
So, I ask you to stand and drink a toast to the best of England. The best,
the best of England.
Perhaps now that the war is over, the best of England can turn their attention to the plight of their own parish poor.
We will do all we can, but they must help themselves too.
How can they, when they have nothing to help themselves with?
What do you mean, Sarah?
My sister means to rub our noses in dirt as a penance for sins which exist only in her imagination.
The price of corn is too high for the poor to buy. Can you not lower it?
Lower it? Do you want to ruin me?
Can you not give them work?
The cods don't want to work. They're idlers and scoundrels and radicals who respect neither the law nor their betters. If we're not careful, we shall have a British Revolution on our hands. It'll be France all over again with some homespun Bonaparte lifting his snout from the mud.
So, the poor are neither to work nor eat. They are simply to die.
Damn it, Sarah! They have parish relief! That cost your brother and me a fortune, as it is.
I'm afraid women aren't aware of the complexity, Squire.
Oh, you mean we're not supposed to think. That isn't what we're for.
We all know what women are for, but some won't do even that.
You mustn't allow it, Anne.
But, Sarah, Joe has a way with it.
Your body is yours to withhold as well as give. When you're poor, indulgence is irresponsible.
We've got to have some pleasures.
Not when a child may result.
But he's my husband. When he comes close and I sees him...
See him?
Well, we pleasures each other. Cost nothing, do it?
You're so bitter, Sarah. I put it down to your age.
Well, that is increasing.
We're all growing older. I comfort myself with the thought that I'm growing closer to God.
I have no such comfort. Soon I will no longer be able to bear a child.
Such talk is not seemly.
I don't feel seemly. I feel betrayed. Why does God enfeeble us and take away our beauty?
We have no right to ask such questions. Oh, Sarah, I had hoped that by now...
Yes?
Nothing.
How is it that the bay matches my every mood? Sad when I'm sad, exhilarating when I'm happy. Grey shining at first light, coloured in the sunset, twinkling with lights at night. Always there and always free. And the tide and the fishermen coming and going. Joseph with old Tess and his ragged nets.
Whoa, you bugger! Whoa, will I tell you!
And his swearing. And how is it that on the sands I feel sometimes as if I were being pushed, as if the hand of fate was on my shoulder? Daniel would say it was God, but I don't think it's God. Perhaps it's neither fate nor God, but myself only. And that is why today I walked for miles into the blue bay and found Joseph at his nets. Was I looking for him?
Boss! You break bloody nets!
Can I help?
Sarah? Oh, you can. Nets fast in sand. Get hold of yon end and bring it forward. Your skirt's a mess.
Well, that doesn't matter. Come on!
Right then! Oh. Heave! You're wet again.
Don't look at me like that.
You're a strange un. Get less like Rector's sister every day.
I don't feel like Rector's sister. I feel like me.
Don't stare.
I'll look where I like, I'll dear Miss Strickland. Do as I like.
You called me Sarah.
Ah, you took me by surprise. What are you doing out here?
I came to see what the fishing was like.
Fishing ain't bad. But I'm off.
But the tide won't turn for ages.
Ah, well, I got something to do.
Oh, what is it?
Never you mind. Do you want a ride?
I suppose so.
Come on, then. There you go. Up, Tess.
I shall smell of fish again.
Smell like roses to me.
Well, thank you.
How is Anne?
Still willing. No thanks to you.
I was trying to help. She isn't strong.
Ah, what do you know about living?
Please stop. I shall walk back.
Will you?
Stop the cart. Do as you're told.
Do as I'm told, I bloody won't. Up! Didn't do as Anne told me neither. Changed her mind for her.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
Aye. Aye, Sarah, it's all right.
Where are you going? Why won't you tell me? Stop it! Stop the fighting! This is horrible! Will you let me through?
Sarah, what are you doing here?
Stop them, Joseph!
Well, come out of barn if it upsets you!
Get out of my way! A cockfight! And on a Sunday!
Cocks don't know it's Sunday. Why do you follow me?
I wanted to see where you were going.
Why?
I don't know. I wish I hadn't. It's barbaric.
Not to us.
You should be ashamed.
I am ashamed. They're laughing at me in there.
Does that bother you?
You humiliated me. Everything your lot ever does degrades people like me. Why?
That's silly.
No, it isn't. All this interfering with Anne and parish poor. What's it for? Means nothing to you. It's just a way of passing time
that
when you're poor.
That isn't true.
Well, don't come to us to amuse yourself. And don't ever do that to me again. Now bugger off back to your own sort.
Why did I allow him to speak to me like that when I hate cockfighting so? I detest all cruelty and loathe the savages who take pleasure from it. Therefore, I should abhor Joseph Ashburner. But I do not. I cannot. Why? Time weakens and kills. This afternoon I watched a fly dying on my table. It spun on its back with a fearful buzzing sound, legs kicking, fighting death with all its might. But it died just the same. Are we like that? Spinning on our backs with vain desperation. Squire Rollinson, Daniel, Elizabeth, all of us spinning and dancing time away.
But what about the handloom weavers, Squire? The factories have taken their work.
And we'll give it back 100-fold. England is becoming the workshop of the world.
Yes, Sarah. Soon there will be work for all your paupers.
But not here. Not now. In cities, perhaps.
Then let them go to the cities.
Oh, that's so heartless. You despise the poor just because they're poor. I think if we don't give them satisfaction soon, they'll...
What, Sarah? Are you threatening us?
Why don't you give them satisfaction?
She will. Sarah's in love with the poor.
Rector, your sister's an adventurer. And she preaches even more than you do. I cannot bear preaching adventuring females who don't know their place.
Which is in your bed, I suppose.
Sarah!
Squire!
Squire!
You're too lenient with her.
Elizabeth, be charitable.
Daniel, you brought me to this brutish place. You know how I hate it. It's uncivilized and pitiless and it terrifies me.
Elizabeth.
Hear me out, please. I will never get used to it. And I shall never become reconciled to that fearful bay, whatever you say. But I try. I do try. I've tried to make a place for myself among these people. And I've tried to belong. But how can I when I hear them whispering... I see them smirking when Sarah approaches. Oh, soon there'll be another scandal.
Oh, heavens, I hope not.
We've always lived comfortably with comfortable people. Why must we now have our faces thrust in a dung heap?
Sarah makes us examine our consciences. That has to be good for us, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. I think she's going mad.
No, Elizabeth.
We must do something about her for our protection.
What do you suggest?
You're her brother. Remove her from the Ashburners. You're a magistrate. Remove the Ashburners from her.
31st of July, 1815. Today is my 43rd birthday. Elizabeth and Daniel think I should kneel and give thanks. But I'm going to the fair.
Sarah. It's rose water.
A present for me?
Yes, for you. Joe won it hammering nails. He said it was for your birthday.
I thought he disliked me.
He's all bluster. Underneath it, he's beginning to like you.
Oh, listen to him play. And I love all this. The green field, the blue sky, and down there those yellow sands pushing the tide out for miles. And up here on the hill, all the people pushing their cares away for a day.
Getting drunk. They'll be fighting soon.
I feel so alive, so free. The kids are playing. Let's dance. Yes!
Joseph isn't playing. Where's he gone?
Over by Edge. Not with his cronies.
Look as if they're holding a meeting. Such solemn faces.
Did I kick you?
I haven't danced this kind of
easy. Hold on to me.
All right.
Close. Oh, closer. I won't break. That's better. Now, round and round.
Oh, Anne, I love you.
And I love you and all, Miss Strickland. I never thought a lady...
Do I act like a lady? If my brother and sister could see me, they'd have an apoplexy. But I don't care.
Faster, then. You're expecting a child.
Not for months yet.
It's all right. Look, there's an open space. Come on, Sarah. Faster, hold me down.
Yes, faster. Faster.
It's gone cold. The cloud has come over the sun. You look tired.
I just need a rest. Look, here's Joe.
Thank you for the present, Joseph.
Get away all, both of you. Take kids.
Why?
It's gonna rain.
Something's going on. What are those men up to? Where are they going?
Nothing to concern you, Sarah. Anne isn't well, that's all.
I don't believe you. We're enjoying ourselves.
Joe, please.
I'm trying to protect you, Sarah.
You'd better do as he says.
No. Look at the men, Anne. Slinking off into the wood one by one. There must be a meeting.
Come on. But it is starting to rain.
Listen. They're angry because their families are starving.
Wishops, Rose.
Can't blame them.
I'm cold.
Don't you do anything anybody asks.
I want to help.
What the hell can you do? Hold a bazaar. Get on, man, before you catch pneumonia.
All right. I'm going.
You don't know where you are, do you, Sarah? You don't know whose side you're on.
I'm on Anne's side. And yours, Joseph.
You can't be. It's not possible.
Joseph, please keep away.
Sarah. Oh.
Oh. No. Anne is my friend.
Then go with her. Go on.
Where's your ashburner?
Here. I'm here. I'm coming. I'm
Joseph, don't. The rioters stole the squire's grain and set fire to his barns. Then they stoned the church. Daniel was wounded. Elizabeth fainted. The men wanted food and clothing for their families, lower rents and tithes, and justice. They were given justice.
William Cann, you are to be taken away from here and flogged until you drop.
Thomas Tindall, you are sentenced to 10 years transportation. God's will be done.
I thank God that Joseph was not apprehended. He moves like a cat in darkness, but he is using up his lives.
You had no foreknowledge of this insurrection?
How could I have?
You associate with the rioters. You sympathize with their aims.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I will not tolerate this disharmony in my house a moment longer. It's bad enough that we should have disturbances outside.
I tried to warn you of those.
Tell us how you knew they would happen.
I didn't know.
Did Ashburner tell you?
No.
Admit it, Sarah. You're obsessed with that family.
No.
Your soul must be in torment.
Ashburner would be there burning, looting, and at the church, throwing the first stone.
He wasn't.
He will be transported. We're determined, the squire and I.
You have no evidence. This is all because of me.
You have the remedy. You can save him.
How?
By staying away from them.
But they've done nothing. I've done nothing.
Stay away from them. Make her, Daniel.
Do it, Sarah.
I cannot promise.
What is it about the Ashburner woman that attracts you?
She's my friend.
What is it about Ashburner? Tell the truth before God.
I cannot.
Sarah, you shame yourself. And you shame me and your sister. Pride has led you to this. Your eternal insistence on expressing your thoughts and desires at the expense of all decorum has brought you to the edge of ruin. Don't be surprised that retribution is falling upon you. And him.
You will not transport him.
Not if you agree to our terms. From now on, you will conform in every way. Do you agree? Ashburner's life depends on it.
I agree.
Before God?
Before God.
It will be easier than you think. We will help you to contain yourself.
Sarah? Not speaking?
No.
You haven't been to see Anne for weeks?
No.
Weren't me? Did I give offence? Did I soil Ladyship's mouth?
No.
You all right?
I'm all right. Please go, Joseph.
Can't you stop that digging?
Gardening is my excuse to be outside.
Anne's ill.
Anne? What's the matter with her?
She got a chill the day of the fair. I asked you to take her home. I asked you to keep out of it.
I'm sorry.
Where are you?
Why don't you come?
Does it matter?
It does to her.
Sarah, what are you up to?
I can't talk to you.
Why not?
Ashburner. Rector? Get away, man.
What?
Take your filthy horse and cart from here before I send for the constable.
Constable? What for?
I'll make your life a misery.
All right, I'm going.
Of August. They all watch me like hawks. Yet today, I smuggled more laudanum into my room right under their noses. Laudanum is the only way to stifle body and mind and make them still and obey.
Sarah, you ought to be hostess at dinner.
Me? But Elizabeth...
Elizabeth has fallen down the garden steps. She has gone to her bed.
Elizabeth has let you down.
Are you drugged again, for heaven's sake? Throw water over your face. The bishop is coming. I shall expect you downstairs in 10 minutes.
There has been agitation all over the county.
They're protesting against the corn laws.
The unfair corn laws.
I know what the poor are protesting about, but they must keep the law.
But if the law is unfair, Bishop?
The law is the law, Miss Strickland. Nobody is above or below it. I blame the Jacobins.
I thought the Jacobins were French.
Sarah.
English Jacobins, radicals.
Oh, them.
Bishop.
Is Miss Strickland well?
She has some
difficulties. I had heard something of the sort.
Had you?
And a certain baseness of appetite.
A battle between flesh and the spirit. My sister is at war with herself.
We must help her strengthen the spirit. She is your cross, Daniel.
I apologize.
Do you dance, Bishop?
Elizabeth, are you better?
A little. I still feel shaken.
Can you get up? Sarah has upset the bishop. He's leaving for Lancaster and wants me to accompany him, but I don't think she should be left. Will you sit with her?
Oh, really, Daniel?
We must go. Now there's a storm building and a high tide.
Oh, Daniel, be careful. This is such a savage place.
Look at it out there.
For heaven's sake, Sarah, please settle.
It's so elemental.
It's dark. You can't see anything.
But you can hear it and feel it. And look! Now and then there are lights and flashes of lightning, making the waves glimmer as they beat up the beach. They're so close now.
Don't. Daniel should have built a wall.
Oh, there's another tree gone.
Come away from the window, Sarah. I'm frightened. If only you hadn't upset the bishop.
He was so pompous. He wouldn't let me speak.
Is that why you did it? All this trouble.
You're so full of terrors. Come and see. Look. It's free. Everything loose and unfettered. The wind, the sea, the darkness. One day, we will be free like that. We? Us. Women. We'll be free to feel and say and do as we think. Free to come and go as we please. And no brother or squire or bishop.
Oh, you're still drugged.
Listen. Someone's outside. On a night like this.
Someone
caught in the storm. It rose so quickly. Look. Isn't that someone out there? At the water's edge. Floating.
A sailor. Perhaps a ship has foundered.
Or a fisherman. Oh, Sarah, don't go. Where are you going? Joseph! Joseph! Oh, listen.
Sarah!
Can you hear them? Oh, listen to them. They're drowning.
There's nobody.
Oh, they all drowned, didn't they? Centuries ago.
Centuries.
Sarah. They're gone. Elizabeth. Am I going mad?
Daniel?
Elizabeth?
There can be no more prevarication. No more indulgence.
What has she done now?
You want her to drive me to Laudanum.
Elizabeth, calm down.
I will not. I cannot be calm while Sarah behaves. While she is allowed to behave.
Just tell me.
Sarah or me, Daniel. You must choose.
Elizabeth?
Our sister is insane.
What is the matter with you, Sarah?
I'm a woman.
That is no answer.
Isn't it?
Elizabeth is a woman.
Is she?
Don't be impertinent. Tell me.
The truth? You can't recognize truth, Daniel. You don't know anything.
You would remove the foundations of my life. Very well. So be it. Make her ready, Elizabeth.
Sit down, Sarah.
Do not tie her too tightly.
She's ready.
Now her mouth.
Oh! Ready.
You have been possessed, Sarah. After this, you will be a different woman.
Don't struggle!
Satan, leave this woman. Let her live in peace. By the power vested in me, I command you. By the power of the word of God in my hand, I exorcise you.
February the 9th, 1816. Am I a different woman now? For all they have done, all their exorcisms and exhortations and prayers and threats, I don't feel different. Would that I were. For this has been a day to end all days. This morning, Daniel instructed the workmen who are to build the sea wall around the church and rectory.
Keep the stones even. This will be a beautiful wall, Sarah, built to the glory of God. It will stand for centuries as a memorial to this time.
And to Daniel Strickland.
No, not there! Not like that!
Miss Strickland? Anne! Sarah! Oh, Sarah!
Anne, my dear.
You're ill. Come here. Sit on this stone. Let me hold you.
What's happened?
What do you mean?
I thought we were friends.
We are.
But you never come. I never see you.
Shaking. Hold on to me.
Everything's gone wrong. And Joe's different.
Joseph?
He won't talk. He won't do anything. He just bangs about in a temper. And I feel so ill.
It must be your baby. It's almost due, isn't it?
Anne, I'm so sorry.
Anne!
Sarah! Get away from that woman!
Baby's coming!
Let me help you.
Sarah, I insist.
Her baby has started. We must get her into the house.
Not the rectory. She must go to her own home. The workmen will help.
I shall go with her.
I forbid it.
You can't, Daniel. Not anymore. Come, Anne.
Hold on to me.
I'll get Paul, nurse.
No, Joseph. I've sent for Dr. Thurlston.
I don't want him.
Don't be so stubborn.
Don't order me about. Nurse is for us. She helped and the others.
She shakes and her nails are talons. Dr. Thurlston is a man of science.
Whose wife is it?
Anne is my friend.
You ain't been here for months. And who's badly? Yours?
I wish it was.
Now then, Sarah, what to do? I received a peculiar message. Albert!
What do you think?
Who is that?
Her husband.
Well, keep him out of my way. And where's the aquavita?
What?
Water, man, water. I'll need water, won't I?
Joseph. She was so ill. So weak.
Consumption, Asperger. She had no resistance. And a breached birth. I had to perform a cesarean.
You've butchered her. Look at blood.
Please, Joseph.
Anne. Love.
I'm afraid she's dead, Ashburn.
Dead? My Anne. And Babby?
Stillborn. Joseph, I'm sorry. We tried so hard.
Get out. Don't take that attitude. Watch your tongue.
Look at him. Look at blood. Where's science in that? You and your fancy friend, Sarah. Get out before I throw you out!
Was it my fault?
Of course it was. If you'd left her alone. But you interfered.
That day of the fair. We were caught in the rain, but I wouldn't take Anne home, even though Joseph begged me. That was the beginning.
It was God's will, Sarah.
Then he's cruel and unfair.
That's enough. Your presumption is an abomination. You set yourself against him.
No.
You made yourself his enemy and opened the door of hell for yourself and that family.
It isn't true.
Who will take care of her children, Sarah? Who will sweep their hovel? Will you?
I feel so cold. June the 18th, 1816. It is summer now. High summer, but still winter in my heart. How I wish that everything could be undone. They tell me Anne's children have been dispersed among aunts. They say Joseph lives in the alehouse. I long to comfort him, but I may not. I must not. It is an hour to midnight. The anniversary of Waterloo, and they are burning Napoleon on the sands. There is a bonfire and fireworks and a roasting deer. Poached, of course, but the squire has ignored that for once. All the villagers are going. But Daniel says Elizabeth and I may not.
because it will be a primitive rite and not seemly. But I shall go.
I don't believe it, Sarah. How can you still be so willful?
Look at it out there. Look at the flames leaping and the fireworks and the black figures running.
Come away from the window. Daniel has expressly forbidden
us. He won't know.
He's only at the hall, and that isn't the point.
Elizabeth, I have to go. Nobody will recognize me in the dark. I'll wear a cloak over my head and keep away from the firelight.
Daniel will know.
Because you'll tell him. Well, I don't care. I'm going.
Not this time.
Let me pass.
No. You think he will be there, don't you?
Who?
That shrimp man, that drunkard. You're itching for him.
Never talk to me like that again.
It's true, you are. Sarah, if you don't come back, this time it will be the end.
No! There goes Bonaparte in a shower of sparks. This is wonderful. No, thank you.
Lucy's here is strange, isn't you? Sounds of French to do.
Yeah, well, I took it. Oops, mate.
Oh, don't push me so. You're drunk.
Have a bite of Venice, Danny.
You kicked me.
Have a bite.
Take your hand out of my dress. Let me go. You're disgusting.
Throw me.
No, please. Oh, hello, yeah, help me. Right. Somebody, get him off.
I love you, you bitch.
That's up, Duckley. Do you know a lady when you see one? Oh, God almighty. Come out on, Sands, away from fire. This lot have got fire in their heads.
Stop. I'll have no breath left.
All right. They'll not see us this far.
Does it matter if they do?
Don't you care anything for your reputation? What are you doing here, anyway? I didn't think your holy brother had let you.
I came to find you.
Why?
To say I'm sorry.
Ah, there's no need. You did your best.
I was told you'd be drunk.
Ah, drinking doesn't help this lass.
Oh, Joseph.
Joe.
You rescued me again.
Aye, lass. Again? What will you do without me?
I don't know. Do I have to? Oh, look at the stars. They're so bright tonight.
You're a funny woman. I've never met the like.
Nor has anybody else.
You're your own worst enemy. And you're shivering. Come here.
It's cold away from the fire.
Sarah?
Yes?
Can I kiss you?
Yes, Joe. Oh, again, Joe. Again. You're back.
We've been waiting for you.
Where have you been, Sarah?
At the celebrations.
Turn around.
Why?
There is sand on your dress.
Well, yes.
And on your cloak. Sand all over your back.
I can explain. A drunken man knocked me flying
and... No lies, please.
You were seen, Sarah.
June 19th, 1816. To be consumed by passion at the age of 44... And to have that passion returned, is that not a wondrous thing? Is this what all the empty years were for? Is this the meaning of my life? And isn't it a wonderful thing? I shall see him today. He will come to the sands. July the 18th, 1816. A month, and still I have not seen Joseph. Why has he not come? My sister smirks, and my brother looks at me with pity. What have they done?
Sarah?
Joseph.
You mustn't be seen here. Come inside. Come in.
Where are you going?
Ulverston, maybe. Maybe Manchester.
Why?
How can you ask me that? He's your brother.
I see. Daniel has warned you off. And you're going. Turning your back on me without a word
of... What choice have I got?
Every choice. You're a man.
That makes the difference. He's magistrate. He'll have me hanged.
He wouldn't.
He would. Or he'd get squire. Yon would do it. They're closing ranks, Sarah. Gentry protecting their own. And I'm the clodder's dead laid one of their ladies on the ground.
That isn't fair.
Of course it isn't fair. There isn't fairness with that lot. Them and you. You've done it all. I'd land. I'd pride. And a wife and kids. You've taken it all between you. Well, I'm off.
Don't go.
Why did you ever come?
I love you.
No. No, you don't.
Yes. And you love me.
It doesn't make any difference.
It has to.
What do they care about loving? They wouldn't let us be.
And I'll come with you.
It wouldn't work.
We'd make it work.
Listen, will you? I should get myself a job in one of them new factories. I should get a bed somewhere in a shed, maybe. You couldn't stand that. I wouldn't take you to that. Not you, Sarah.
But if that's what I want...
It isn't. You don't know what you're saying.
Then I'll speak to Daniel.
No. I won't take his charity. I'll take nothing from them. I hate them all. I hate everything they stand for.
So there's no answer?
No.
I don't suppose there ever was.
Not for the likes of us. You're the best of them, Sarah. Be Miles. And I don't want you to get hurt. So you best be going.
But Joseph. Joseph.
July the 31st, 1816. I am 44 years old today. How can a person be so alone? Feel so achingly alone and void, and yet not empty. Something strange is happening. Something wonderfully strange.
A child. His child.
Isn't it wonderful? Oh, Elizabeth, I had to tell someone, and who better than...
Get rid of it.
And my own sister.
Have you any idea what this means?
It means I shall have achieved something when I'd given up all hope. It means I shall have someone of my own forever. Part of him. A child of my flesh. To remind me of him and be my comfort.
It means the end of everything.
Elizabeth.
You're 44 years old.
I know, it's a miracle.
Unmarried. Your brother is rector. And that man, that radical...
Elizabeth, please.
Don't you ever think of anybody but yourself.
This is a child.
The loved child of the rector's aging sister and a common labourer. We'll be the laughingstock of the parish. The scandal will engulf us all. Daniel can say goodbye to advance.
Surely not.
And I had hopes.
Hopes? Elizabeth, hopes of what?
Oh, you wouldn't know. You haven't cared about any of us. Mr. Benson, I think he was on the verge of asking me. Well, that's all gone now.
Oh, surely not. If he's any sort of man...
Everything's gone.
Don't tell Daniel. Not yet. Promise me.
Elizabeth is right, Sarah.
No, Daniel, she is not.
This cannot be. Something has to be done.
Nothing will be done. I shall have my child.
At your age, it would be most unwise.
My risk.
Our name. Sarah, you've always been willful and stubborn, but this threat, this sword of Damocles you're holding over our heads...
How can a baby be a threat? Like Christ was to Herod.
Blasphemy! Get out of my sight!
If she will not get rid of the child...
There's nothing we can do.
She must go herself.
We cannot evict our own sister.
Then here is an alternative. Until the child is born, she stays inside the house, day and night, away from the windows and company. So nobody knows she's here. We tell everybody she has returned to Berkshire.
The squire, too?
The squire especially. He sniffs around her like a dog.
But the child, when it is born...
We'll take care of that when the time comes.
And the servants, Beamish?
Are sworn to secrecy before God.
Before God? You've thought of everything.
6 months, and hourly I feel you growing and strengthening within me. You are love, and you will be with me always, part of my life. Oh, and there you are. Oh, my love.
Come in.
Miss Strickland.
Mr. Beamish.
Sarah.
Yes?
I trust you're well.
Very well. Is that all you wanted to say?
Not really. That is, it would be better, would it not, for you, for everybody, if you had a husband. I mean, would you consider me?
Oh, Mr. Beamish, are you proposing to me?
Yes, I am.
Well, I thank you for it, but I cannot accept.
Oh, you cannot?
Will not. You may tell my brother and sister that you are still a free man.
Joseph. Anne. Oh. 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 Oh.
Daniel, it's begun.
A month early?
I've sent for Dr. Thurlston.
Oh, not Thurlston! I don't want him to touch me.
There's no one else.
The nurse. Anne always had her until I interfered.
Don't be ridiculous. I wouldn't let that filthy woman over the step.
I don't want Thurlston!
If she wants... Oh, Thurlston, thank goodness. Let's have a look at her.
No, don't touch me. Don't touch my baby.
Now then, Sarah, what's to do?
No!
What's to do? What's to do?
Sarah? Sarah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sarah, it was too soon. There was nothing Dr. Thurlston could do. She wasn't strong enough. Your child... It was a girl. She died, Sarah.
No.
I'm so sorry. But it makes everything all right again, doesn't it? Everything will be just as before.
She may wish to see her child.
What do we tell her?
That she was buried immediately in secret, to preserve our good name.
But without baptism, and with no father, it would have to be unconsecrated ground.
Yes, buried secretly in an unmarked grave in unconsecrated ground. Say it firmly, Daniel. She must believe it.
No! Say it isn't true!
It was better so. Now no one knows.
I don't believe you. She's mine. I want to see her.
My bailiff saw her riding in Bennett's cart. He'd been fishing and found her wandering miles out on the sands and brought her ashore.
Oh, dear.
It seemed she'd been accosting all the fishermen. Said she was looking for something, nobody knows what. She told Bennett she'd been listening to the voices of the dead people.
That again.
What's happened to her since she went away? She was always such fun.
Like a young girl.
Yes. Like a girl.
I thought it best to bring her straight here.
Thank you, Squire. We'll take care of her.
3rd of May, 1817. Anne died, and Joseph went away, and my baby died, because my brother is a priest, and my sister a saint. But why must it be so? The sands are beautiful today, bright gold in the sun. The seabirds are calling in the wind. Joseph is fishing with Tess. They're all waiting. Joseph plays the fiddle for dancers, but I haven't danced with him yet. I should like to dance with him. Joseph, look! We're dancing out to the rim of the world. Gold, and then bright silver. We're flying round and round, and I feel so light.
You're as light as a shrimp. I'm not much bigger by the feel of it.
Joseph! Joseph!
Miss Strickland, you out here again?
Mr. Bennett.
Ah, it's me. Want another ride back?
No, thank you.
Right, come in, you'd better.
It's all right. Someone else is taking me today.
Eh? Can't see anybody.
He'll be coming soon.
He'd better. Why, if you're certain...
I can hear him already. Please go.
Righto. Get on!
Joseph is coming. He rescues me. Joe, you rescued me. Again.
Aye, again. What will you do? Will you help me?
I don't know. Do I have to? Look at the stars. They're so bright tonight.
You're a funny woman. I've never met the like.
Nor has anyone else.
You're your own worst enemy. And you're shivering. Come here.
It's cold away from the fire.
Sarah.
Yes.
Can I kiss you?
Yes, Joe. Again. Again. Again.
Be consumed by passion at the age of 44. And to have that passion returned, is that not a wondrous thing?
It was a shameful thing. Read no more, Daniel.
Is this what all the empty years were for? Is this the meaning of my life? And isn't it a wonderful thing?
I beg you, Daniel, don't trouble yourself so. If I'd known Sarah was keeping a diary, I'd have burned it with the rest.
And died? And Joseph went away. And my baby died. Because my brother is a priest. And my sister a saint.
Unjust.
But why must it be so? Yes, why? Oh, Sarah.
Don't.
Elizabeth, how did it all happen?
Everybody has longings they can't fulfill. Most of us suppress them. Sarah wouldn't.
But don't you see, Elizabeth? She couldn't. Hers were too strong. We misunderstood her all along.
It wasn't our fault. We told her, but she wouldn't listen.
No, she showed us, but we wouldn't see. Because my brother's a priest and my sister a saint.
I'm not a saint.
And I'm unfit to be a priest. We gave her no charity. Our own sister. We wouldn't hear the truth.
We didn't know the truth.
We didn't know her.
Nobody ever knows anybody. What's come over you?
We shouldn't have brought her here.
She was a free spirit.
Whatever we did together. And we still have a life to live. Luckily, nobody knows about the child. That's something, isn't it? Our reputation is intact.
Our reputation?
Yes?
Retta. Miss Elizabeth.
Yes, Roger.
Miss Sarah's body has been found on a sandbank. A fisherman saw her.
Oh, no.
It would have to be a fisherman.
Oh, no.
Where is she?
They have her downstairs.
Ask them to bring her up here.
Oui, sir.
Lay her on the bed. Gently.
She don't weigh much. She's like a girl.
How impertinent.
Thank you, gentlemen. Would you leave us, please? Mr. Beamish, will you see to them?
Yes, of course.
Sarah.
She's so pale.
Forgive us, Sarah.
Oh, why did we have to come to Stanham?
We therefore commit her body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life.
Here lieth the body of Miss Sarah Strickland.
Born 31st of July, 1772.
Died 3rd of May, 1817.
Her surviving brother, Daniel, the rector of this parish,
and her sister, Elizabeth,
have created this memorial due to their affection, to their sorrow, and to their hope.
In this frail memorial, we call upon those who survive to consider her ways and her days. No visible form, no audible voice issues from the tomb. If men hear not the word of truth, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
In Ways of Escape, Sarah, by Eric Pringle. Sarah was played by Deborah Finlay, Elizabeth by Anna Massey, Daniel Stephen Moore, Joseph John Dateen, and Alison Reed. The Squire, Geoffrey Matthews, Beamish, Ian Masters, Dr. Thelston, Alan Thompson, and the Bishop, Garrod Greene. Technical presentation was by Carol McShane, Ian Harker, and Rebecca Kirby. Ways of Escape, Sarah, was directed by Tracy Neal. A star-studded cast assemble on Radio 3 tomorrow evening for a co-production with the Renaissance Theatre Company of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Kenneth Branagh directs with Glyn Dearman, and he also stars as Romeo with his Juliet, Samantha Bond. Also on the cast list, Ian Holm, Simon Callow, Richard Briers, Sheila Hancock, Judy Dench, Derek Jacobi, Morris Denham, and John Gielgud. Romeo and Juliet, the Sunday play at 6:45 tomorrow evening on Radio 3.